So Kanye West is at a radio station a couple weeks ago talking about Arsenio, about how Arsenio lost his job for speaking out and how he's kind of going through the same thing in the fashion world. Arsenio's like, nah, bro, you got it wrong.
Pump it.
He accused Kanye of playing the race card. He said, quote, like usual, Kanye's premise confuses the facts, so therefore everything else has to be thrown out. At the end of the day, he's a musician. I'm a comedian. We're not doctors. We're not educators. We take ourselves a little too serious, but that's something that will straighten itself out with maturity, because the bottom line is this. Hey, man, stop making it like I'm Nat Turner or something. I'm just a comedian. And he said, I know what you heard in the barbershop, but I just left my show. The white man didn't do nothing this time. Save that for when the white man does do something. It wasn't a plot. I just left. He says, so the bottom line is, I don't like to be put in those conversations because there's no struggle here. My struggle was in the ghetto of Cleveland. There is no struggle now. He also referenced Kanye's New Slaves, his song New Slaves, and said, quote, if you're in the music business, you shouldn't F with that word. Too serious an era. Too serious a problem in America. Using the word slave in pop culture, there's no one that is free to move around this country that should use the word slave. Do you know what it meant to slaves?
Wow,
go ahead, Arsenio,
pissed.
And teach. Like, you better teach these youngins. Speaking of youngins, Beyonce's daddy will be in court tomorrow because of court child support. And he says he's paid all his child support. He says it's just paperwork issues. Yeah, I've been late, but I've been paying. So get off his butt. $12,000 a month? That's not a little bit. I hope he doesn't go to jail like Toya Wright, who was locked up in Atlanta yesterday because of unpaid tickets. Hey, girl, it happens to the best of us. It was only for a few hours, but she says it scarred her for life. She said, quote, when I witnessed what I witnessed was so bad that I don't even advocate for better treatment of prisoners. She says she doesn't. I thought she was saying she did. She doesn't advocate because she's like, I guess they treated her bad. But I thought what she was saying at first was that she was treated badly. But I guess they treated her. They were like, hey, can you get me some Wheezy tickets? Can you give me that Wheezy app? It was, okay.
Okay.
Erykah Badu is the newest Givenchy girl, so go ahead. She looks absolutely gorgeous.
Damn.
And award shows, SAG Awards are out. 12 Years a Slave got lots of nods. Lee Daniels, lots of nods. Chiwetel Ejiofor, I'm sure I'm saying his name wrong, for 12 Years a Slave. Forest Whitaker for Lee Daniels, the butler. Oprah for Lee Daniels, the butler.
Kerry Washington
for The Scandal. Also, the other, Lupita Nyong'o for 12 Years a Slave. I'm trying to think who I'm missing out. Oh, Don Cheadle. Mm-hmm. What is his TV show? What's
House
it called?
Of Pain.
House of Lies. House of Lies, but you're so close. Because House of Pain should have been nominated for SAG Award. On the Tube tonight. A Christmas Blessing. It's Russ Parr's new movie, A Christmas Blessing.
It's been a dirty look she gave me.
It's tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, and again, it's going to air at midnight. This is on TV One, A Christmas Blessing. This film stars David Banner, Amari Hardwick, Lou Nell, and Lisa Arendelle Anderson. Everybody was talking about it on Saturday. Everybody was tweeting. Really great Christmas movie.
And it was a rating success.
I knew it would be. That's this good. Is a movie you can watch with the whole family, so you can sit down with the kids, the hubby, you know, the family. Why? Yeah. Everybody was,
movies.
Social media was like, going crazy over it. I knew it was going to do well. Anyway, watch it tonight, A Christmas Blessing, 9 p.m. Eastern on TV One. I'm Alfredo. That's all off the wire. For more stuff, go to the rest of our morning show.com.